Challenges for American and Iraqi forces in Baghdad can change drastically from one neighborhood to the next. Yesterday, we heard about a Sunni neighborhood in West Baghdad trying to rebuild its economy and to create a new, locally recruited police force. In the adjoining district of Washash, there's a very different problem. Rogue members of the Mehdi Army, a Shiite militia, are vying for power and influence. NPR's Eric Westervelt has the second of two reports.
Soldiers with the 3rd Infantry Division's Delta Company, Battalion 164, have turned a formerly grand residence in Washash into a mini fortress. A giant abstract sculpture in the square just outside contrasts with the massive concrete blast walls that now surround the house. Officially, it's called a Joint Security Station, or JSS. Shiite militia here often call it a target. AK-47 and machine gun fire crackles as U.S. First Lieutenant Jeremy McCool maneuvers some of his men to support the Iraqi army in repelling an attack by suspected members of the Mehdi army.
They launched an ambush against a checkpoint just north of us.
This combat outpost sits on a fault line between Shiite Washash and a Sunni neighborhood. Shiite militiamen are active to the north, while Sunni insurgents, including members of Al-Qaeda in Iraq, operate to the south. In August, Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, who leads the Jaish al-Mehdi, or Mehdi Army, ordered his fighters to stop attacking U.S. and Iraqi forces. The majority of his gunmen have heeded the call, but some have not. Lieutenant McCool says cells of rogue Mehdi Army fighters are trying to expand southward. But after today's gun battle, the Shiite fighters are retreating back into their densely packed neighborhood.
It's a great defense for Jaish al-Mehdi. 56,000 people live in a 1 kilometer by 1 kilometer square. You can't get more people shoved into that area. So they can hide, they can move. The houses are stacked really close together.
After the nearly hour-long firefight, an Iraqi army unit arrives at the Joint Security Station with some 17 Mehdi Army suspects, all of them bound and blindfolded. Because Washash is so densely packed and tough to operate in, the U.S. relies on a network of local informants. Several of the detained fighters have leaflets stuffed in their pockets from so-called punishment committees, warning locals they'll be killed if any, quote, cooperate with the infidels. Some soldiers begin drawing big black numbers on the detainees' foreheads just above the blindfold with a felt pen.
Hey, he's too sweaty to write on his forehead.
Hey, well, right on the cloth.
Yeah, I already got it.
Nearby, a chubby, barefoot 16-year-old in black T-shirt and sweatpants squats in the dirt, weeping and shaking uncontrollably as a soldier tries to put a bottle of water in his bound hand.
Hey, calm down, big guy. There's nothing wrong with you. Urgencia? La urgencia? Urgencia?
No.
Okay. He's good. All right. Go ahead, sit down. Sit down. There you go.
Nearby, a group of U.S. soldiers monitors the blindfolded detainees who are queued up for medical checks. The soldiers swat at flies, drink soda, and smoke while listening to the band Disturbed. In a tent nearby, detainees are given fingerprint and retina scans, the information that's fed into the military's database.
Hey, Mark, tell him to keep his eyelids open.
Then word comes that the Iraqis have rolled up another suspect. His name is Ali Shahab. On his cell phone, soldiers find what amount to sectarian snuff films, homemade cell phone videos of Sunnis getting gunned down in the streets of Baghdad during the height of the Iraqi Civil War late last year.
I finished them off. By Imam Ali, I cut them to pieces. Oh, you're still alive, huh? Brother of a bitch. You still alive? By Ali, I will your sister, you brother of a bitch.
U.S. Lieutenant McCool takes aside the commander of the Iraqi forces, who here are mostly Shia. McCool puts his hand on the Iraqi major's shoulder and points out the detainees he thinks are of value.
All right, killer, Shahab, killer. Killer. He's a spy. The old man. Finances or something like that.
McCool calls the grisly video a potential smoking gun against Ali Shahab.
A mafia-style hit, you know, a gangland-style hit like that, it's self-incriminating. We don't have to do anything else after that.
But other officers aren't so sure. First Lieutenant Andrew Cootey, Delta Company's executive officer, thinks the cell phone video is little more than the kind of propaganda video found on most every Mehdi Army fighter.
He's quick to jump. You just got to take it slow. Let's process the guy first.
Lieutenant Cootey says he doesn't think the Iraqis rolled up any high-value Mehdi Army targets today in Washash, but he is pleased with how Iraqi forces responded forcefully to the ambush. something he says that would not have happened a few short months ago.
What I was more pleased with today was the Iraqi army. When they had when they were attacked, they responded quickly, and they fought without me or anyone in the on the U.S. Army side of the house having to kind of stick a cattle prod to them.
At day's end, the 17 suspected Mehdi Army fighters are hauled away in Iraqi armored vehicles to be questioned and processed by the Iraqis. It's not clear whether this kind of joint Iraqi-U.S. effort in the end is dampening support for the Shiite militia that in this neighborhood continues to try to fight its way to wider power. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, West Baghdad.